This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
PCIT website allows a person that needs a phytosanitary certificate to work from the page he's already on rather than moving over to the Purdue website. And again, this allows APHIS to keep the information more current and up to date as they communicate with these countries around the world.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If you're looking for information on cotton, say for Egypt or Bolivia or another country that imports bale cotton from us, you would simply go to the link at the bottom of the page called PEXD, and that's a database of the phytosanitary information. Once you're in that database, then you have the option of selecting a country, then putting in the commodity you need information for.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
On the excerpt site, some countries use the common names, for example, bale cotton or cottonseed. Other countries use scientific names to list the same information, so you're kind of at a loss sometime trying to figure out where to find information. On the PCIT new database, they rely on the genus names. So, for example, for cotton, if you type in Gossypium, G-O-S-S-Y-P-I-U-M, you would get results for cotton and for different forms of cotton and the regulations for specific countries.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Excerpt has not gone away. It still serves a useful purpose. Periodically, countries may update information about what their phytosanitary requirements are, and that recent information is still kept in the excerpt database. So you can do those types of searches in the excerpt, as well as there's some other information that still resides in the excerpt database. In the excerpt database, you had to pay an annual subscription fee to get to the country listings. In the new PCIT database, those subscription fees are gone, and the general public can go to the website and click on the link to the database and do whatever searches they choose to do on whatever commodity they need information on.